For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. The mighty might of drug reform, Miss Angel Raich, who had her case go to the U.S. Supreme Court last year, was just last week at the Ninth Circuit Court for a hearing on her right to life, her medical necessity of medical marijuana.
This is a war. This is not a battle, okay? And in war, there are battles that you win and battles that you lose. It's what you do with the wins and the losses is what is important here. And how you weather the storm. If you're hit by the federal government, do you get back up off your knees and do you try to stand up again and stand up against them and say, hey, this is not acceptable behavior. We are not going to stand for it. And I don't know if a lot of you are aware, but, you know, here a few weeks ago, the federal government came in and did another raid on a collective. You know, the federal government came in and busted down his door. He was trying to unlock the deadbolt, and they knocked the poor patient to his knees, to the ground, and dislocated his shoulder. And shortly thereafter, 48 hours after that, I was outraged about this. The second is because I feel responsible. The Supreme Court ruled against me. I then, 48 hours later, was at a protest at the Oakland Federal Building to where I was on federal property, you know, using free speech. However, in this country, you're not allowed to practice free speech on federal property. However, I was arrested. And I did not have my purse on me. My purse was sitting on the sidewalk. Otherwise, I would have been also arrested for possession. The federal government has proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that it will manhandle patients. Not only did they manhandle Gary, but they manhandled me. They injured me. But I'm going to fight this in court. If the federal government thinks that they can waste resources by arresting somebody that is just protesting out on federal property, then I think that we should continue to fight this battle.
So what's Angel's problem?
I have a life-threatening wasting syndrome where I cannot, unfortunately, hold on to my weight without the use of cannabis. I also have fibromyalgia, degenerative joint disease, seizures. I have an inoperable brain tumor. The list literally goes on. And what complicates my health and complicates my condition so much is the fact that I'm not able to take the synthetic drugs that most patients around the country are able to take.
Kicking in the door, kicking in the door, we shall bring salvation. Kicking in the door. Please visit our website, endprohibition.org. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.